Losing something that you own is painful, and in this case, cattle, it's more painful. In most communities, cattle are seen as a source of wealth, and when you lose it, you lose a part of you that might make you lose yourself. There are cases where families have lost hundreds of cattle in a night, and this causes a lot of conflict and violence among people while trying to get them back. We both from Laikipia County, so for us, this is kind of personal because we have experienced it, and we get into all of this in a bit. Welcome to Crime Track Kenya. Today, we talk about cattle rustling. I'm your host, Mercy Joseph.
And Ding.
So what most people might not know is that we are both from Laikipia County. I was born and raised in Laikipia County. He was born in Laikipia. He was raised in Nairobi. You were raised in Nairobi. Okay, fine. So I lived there in Laikipia County until I left high school. So around 18, 19 years. And I have seen like a lot. So there's this particular time. I think we are on holidays. And we went to our grandparents' place. And it was close. It is also in Laikipia. So, you know, you have a busy day doing, you know, everything, farming and all that. Because we are small-scale farmers, but we keep a lot of animals. And my grandparents had animals, like donkeys, sheep, goats, cows, everything. And they were a lot. I'm talking about hundreds. So a busy day, you go to bed as usual. And then we wake up in the morning and we did not hear anything at night. And then you wake up in the morning and there's nothing. There's just like maybe two cows. So, I don't know what you call them in English also.
Calves.
No, the ones that have broken legs, they cannot even walk. Wow. In Kikuyu, we call them megosho. So there's only those Megosho only remaining, like two cows, you know, the ones that they could and not move
in. Nazile blind, what happens to the blind?
Oh, those ones, they go with them. Those ones, they sukuma. They go with them. The ones who can't walk are the problem because, you know, they're moving fast before dawn. So we wake up in the morning and there is like two of them, and I remember watching the frustration. You know, you know how you watch someone's facial expression, you're like, I would not like to be in their shoes. I would not even want to imagine what they're thinking, because the facial expression on my grandfather's face was everything that sum up anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, everything. He was so disappointed. And I remember a lot of homes, they stole in a lot of homes. And in such situations, people tend to go after their animals. And this is where the conflict comes in and the wars, because most people in Laikipia County are actually armed. I don't know where these people even get guns, but they are usually armed. And there is a lot of machetes and
there's
everything.
There's this place where you can find Onapimanga na Gorogoro, like the kasuku. a kasuku, the one for 2 kg, need 200 bob. Bullets.
I don't know where these people get these things. And then there are young people. These are the young people who come for these cows. Because I remember my grandfather also saying that there's a time when they go to herd the animals, they also come. And mm-hmm. then the cows and the goats mix together. And then in the evening, they don't go back with their animals only. They carry even years. And there's nothing you can do to these people because they're armed. And these are the young boys, probably teenagers, 14, 13, and yeah. They have guns. So they scare you off and you go. And like I was saying, I remember the frustration on my grandfather's face and the whole family, and everybody was silent. You know, that day you go about not even talking to each other, and I cannot imagine how these people feel. And my grandfather, you remember, grandfather was a pastor.
Yeah.
So, you know, the family, you know, when you come from a father, the priest, the pastor's family, you're told to keep calm, pray for them, forgive and forget and let things go. But other families don't do that. Because yeah. I remember there are some families that, they group up, wanafomka kikundi, kama vijana, mnasema mnaendea ngombe zenyu ama mbuzi zenyu back. So you say you go for them. So
mliwasamehea. Me, I know of a family yenye walienda kwa mganga.
Where? It's crazy, and that's why I'm saying losing some of these things is like losing a part of you.
Yeah.
Because that was everything we had. We are small-scale farmers. We didn't have a lot of land. So, easy, mahindi na beans na waru, zenye we are growing, they're just easy za kukula. So, for you to get money, most of the times what you used to do is to sell the cattle. And then you wake up one morning and there's nothing. I can imagine that is like losing a part of yourself that makes you lose yourself. Probably like losing your mind. And most of these families go for their cattle back. And now this is where the wars come in.
Yeah.
Fighting. Oh, sijin.
The communities kupigana.
Yeah, communities kupigana. And people die. And those animals zingine hata zinakatakatwa. Yani, I don't know. It's like a cave or spirit or something that comes. And the whole cattle wrestling thing is something that I saw for a very long time. And it's painful. It's painful when something disappears.
But I think those communities, like the Tugen, Pokot, mm-hmm. even Samburus,
mm.
the Turkanas, I believe, Awatu,
mm.
they believe that ngombe, hizo vitu zote, ni Mungu waliwaachia.
They belong to the, I know. Yeah.
So, our vijana, when they come to your shamba, or grezuko, wa kule chakula zote na ngombe nini na waende,
mm.
ya naona yako sawa bado. Plus, bado na accumulate wealth ya kupata mabibi. Hata si bibi moja.
Because in those communities, you exchange cows with wives.
Yeah, so the more you have like a lot of cattle and nini,
mm.
so kofiti. So, hapo ndio unaona. By the way, hizo weapons, nasikianga wengine wakisema, niza kujikinga wasiibiwe. So, sijui nani wanawaibia.
Wani wanawaibia na ondo wameibia watu. Okay. Uh-huh.
And they have AKs. Kuna wengine nilionadu wako na shotguns.
Uh-huh.
So, unashindua hizi vitu ndio ziwafikie.
Someone is involved.
Definitely. Right? Na ni polisi juu si ati nisizi.
It's people who own guns. Someone who has access to a gun. They're the people who help these people with guns. To protect them. That is a lot of wealth. So I would not be surprised if someone is, giving them guns to go do that so that they can go and get maybe a percentage of the cattle.
Any theory.
Hey, it's a theory.
Yeah. But I think our watu ni culture too zao.
Mm.
Now with time, with civilization, like there's this time walikuwa naambiwa wekewe forest in this kwa forest.
Mm.
Walikata, awataki civilization.
Mm.
You mkileta civilization, awatakuwa na iba.
Mm. They will get enlightened, but...
Awataki enlightenment, yo.
Awataki enlightenment.
So
how do if people even handle this whole thing? Because the police have been involved. We have seen those Jeshi people being deployed there to go and protect those people. And then they protect them for a period of time. And then after some times, they just go back to it. How do you even handle that?
I think national government and the... concerned governors, akina Nanok, the Nderitu Murithi for Laikipia West, waondi wanafaa.
Was sit down with those people and solve it. Because that pain, that facial expression, I still remember it up to today. He was frustrated and the whole family was. And people should not... stop stealing from other people. Seriously. It's wrong. And I understand.
I hope.
God did not create cattle for a certain community.
Yeah. But they really, really, really steal from guys. And wanarudisha watu nyuma.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine ngombe zako 500 maybe 1,000. It's very sad.
Very sad for sure.
Today on the Know Your Rights segment, we state the defense of this constitution. First, every person has an obligation to respect, uphold, and defend this constitution. Two, and lastly, any attempt to establish a government otherwise than in compliance with this constitution is unlawful.
And that's all we got for you today. Follow us on social media as usual at Crime Track Kenya everywhere. Follow me at The Mercy Joseph on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Follow me at Kinywa Mwangi everywhere. Stay safe.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. Sanitize and wear your face mask. So, Ding, let me bring you in here. And first of all, I want to talk to you about dress code. Because a lot of people say women wear suggestively, or the dress was too short when she went out and she was drinking and she looked suggestive. It's an excuse, definitely. It's not a reason for someone to get raped, right? Because nobody dresses to be raped. Most of these people dress that because they feel good about themselves. What do you think?
Okay, your dress, your choice, but on this African-based community, we should know where we are, where our parents were, and where we are going. So, kama story ya kuvaa nguo, wezi anza kuvaa booty short na huku si Jamaica or Coast. And, okay, siko na anything against booty shorts, but uwezi kila nguo niko na occasion yake. Sasa watu wanakuona nga wanaenda po merepu mtu. Ya hata maybe alikuwa anapita shughuli zake akapata msee mahali aka feel alafu probably huyo mtu amelewa. Ama okay, kuna factors more, but pia dress code naona ina play part refu sana.
But dress code is not a reason why someone should get raped. It's just an excuse that people make.
No, it's no. Hiyo ni excuse kubwa sana. Juu ushaiona, ushaisikia hawa story wa LGBT community wakipigwa mob justice na watu wanduzi na nini. Wanapigangwa hivyo, si ati juu ile kitu wanafanya ni mbaya. Juu wanafanya the wrong place. Sasa kama ni nguo fulani unavaa, usipitie hali zingine, unajua utapatana na macrooks huko ndani. You definitely watakuwa turned on na huu utawafanyia kitu.
But it is wrong. I mean, we should not teach women how to dress, because most women dress how they feel comfortable in. No, we should teach people that raping people is wrong with an excuse of the skirt or the shirt was too short.
Anyway, like stats za according to BBC news last year, kulikuwa na hizo cases za Nairobi University, some students were being raped huko alafu wanaibiwa. In all three rape incidences reported last year, a clear case of recklessness on the part of the female students can be drawn. Kitu ingine, walipeana example ya a drunk student who was gang raped on her way back in the early morning. Early morning sana ni kitu 4 in the AM, or 5. Sasa huyo unatoka kwenye unatoka. Haya, umevaa venye unataka. Maybe hadi hiyo issue ya consent, maybe hadi mtu atakuuliza, unaweza fanya hivi na juu zako ziko huko sawa zimeshika. You end up giving consent to that guy or those guys. So bado kuna story ya my impaired judgment a lot, but pia nguo dress accordingly. Kama unaenda red carpet, vaa ka red carpet. Si uvae opposite. Kama unaenda kwa beach, vaa ka unaenda kwa beach. Yep.
Okay, if you say so, but what I'm saying is that people should not give an excuse that the dress was suggestive and that was the reason why they raped someone, right?
No, it's in a play role kubwa sana. Angalia kama Muslim sisters and brothers.
So you want venye to tell me that no. That they're no Muslims when you
wow rape you about your story address. Nionyeshe to some or a few but, when you isha iwafanyikia juu ya dress code.
Okay, you technically you cannot tell why most of them get raped, but they still do.
So dress code is not an excuse for someone to do that to someone.
Excuse. For real, you adiawa to our.
So you want to tell me, okay, when you walk into a club like today, maybe you went out with your friends and then you see someone who probably is wearing a short skirt. That would be a reason for you to rape that person.
Nope.
Exactly my point. I'm saying.
But tena hiyo rape hizi fanyiki hapo kwa club. Utapatikana mahali kaa hakuna watu, upatikane mahali like hizo machochoro chochoro unapitia ukiwa umedress vifani. Una expect nini? Hao watu wamekaa hapo nje maybe wajaona mchana for the past 5 months. Alafu unapita hapo kama umevaa venye unataka. Si vizuri venye wanafanya rape, but hadi wewe kuna bezwezi pitia tao. Unajua, pale nikipitia, nasema umevaa vizuri, decent, lakini unajua, bado ukipitia, kuna probability.
So we are talking about dark corners, not dress code.
Wewe, dress code ina shida, but ujua unavaa wapi hizo nguo zako. Exactly. Juu kuna dress code, unaweza vaa ghetto, kuna vitu unaweza vaa kwa wasirichu, waseme, oh, unakaa fiti nini. The same mio, hata uendo vali huko ghetto. Pigwe mob justice.
You just said that dress code sio shida. So I think we have agreed. We should not teach women how to dress. Because especially African women, they dress appropriately. What we should be teaching people is that do not look at the size of that skirt or that short and get things into your head. So let me talk to you about we have already closed that case. Let me talk to you about consent and withdrawal of consent. As the lawyer in the house, so because I have had so many cases of people who already agree. You know, when you're grown ups and you agree to have sex with someone, and then you get in the middle of date and then they withdraw their consent. If the person that they were sleeping with does not obey that, then that automatically becomes rape, right? Because it's sex against their will. So talk to us about consent.
Consent ni bora tu kwe uko sen.
Na agreement, you're on the same page.
Kwanza uko akili yako iko mzuri.
Yeah.
You're sen, uko intoxicated.
Yeah.
Ndio nakwambia mtu anaweza pata anasema alirepiwa. But unapata ya likuwa intoxicated.
Akapea ya like consent even without knowing.
Akaenda ya akapea wasi the wrong impression. So akaona, na si ya diyao maybe wakua na ubaya.
Mm.
So unapata, bado kuna vitu lazima zikuwe right ndio kuseme ni story na consent. Bado story na age, nini.
Mm.
So consent ni yo whatever upenye umesema.
Mm. Agreement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Namaste, kujibu.
Yeah, it's okay. So people should get to the tendency of going out with friends.
Yeah. You know, please.
Have company with someone so that when you're intoxicated, have a crew that has someone who doesn't, you know, get intoxicated, so that you can know there's someone to call the Uber and there's someone to take it. Get someone so that you can have someone to take care of you or to take care of each other. So let's talk about another issue that it's big. And I'm going to give you an example. A friend of mine was showing me this story. It was trending. I guess it was on Facebook about a woman who was talking about how she was sexually abused by the husband. Because with marriage, I think the whole issue of sex becomes a little bit open. It's not like in people who are dating, you know, that whole relationship thing. There is the conjugal rights and, you know, the ones that people feel like they are entitled to when you get married. But this story was going viral about a woman who was talking about how she was sexually abused by the husband immediately after she gave birth. So when does it become rape in marriages? Because the conjugal rights are there. You feel like maybe you are entitled to, but this whole false thing when one of the people does not agree, because if someone is in marriage and they do not want to engage in sex and you force them, that's rape, even if they're married, right? Or is that the conjugal rape thing? I don't understand this whole thing, but that woman's story was so sad. She was talking about how she had just given birth, and after she gave birth, it was through C-section. So she was bleeding, the wound was still fresh, she could not engage into sex, and the husband was forcing her to do that. So that is not conjugal rape, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when does it change from being conjugal rape to rape?
I think the best thing guys like those should do ni waende tu kwa therapist. You know, with marriage, awezi hata ujua umetoana wapi, aujui shida zao ni gani, aujui pengine ni yule mwanamke ana shida. Maybe sasa kama huyo mtu wa conjugal rights, unajua bado ni right yake. Okay, sisemi alifanya the right thing, but hapo rape na marriage ni kind of complicated na inafaa mtu anajua sana. Probably a marriage counselor.
Ah, yeah, because this is definitely coming from two people who are not married.
Oy.
Yeah, I think people should seek help, because that woman's story was so sad. Because she was talking about how the husband feels entitled to the conjugal rights, but she was not healthy to do it. But even sometimes, it's the both of them are healthy, but one doesn't feel... let's leave that to married people. So let's talk about, I was thinking we should talk about rape cases that happen to men. Because when I posted that this week on this podcast, we'll be talking about rape, someone told me, please make sure that you talk about rape that happens to men. And the stories of sodomizing young boys that have been happening, especially in churches.
Missionary guys.
Yes, and it was going so viral sometimes back on social media. And people are talking about young boys getting sodomized. There were Presbyterian churches and some Catholic churches that the cases were happening. And there also, I guess, male men out here who were getting raped. Because when we were talking about the 5,000 people who got raped, the Citizen TV report, we talked about 5% men and 95% women. 95% women is a huge number. Yeah. But most people will concentrate on talking about the 95% and forget to talk about the 5% of men.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's so many men. But I don't think most men even report these cases.
Yeah, it's kind of complicated. Ukifikiria.
But maybe Anna feel vibaya because he's the man. That's why they don't report.
Yeah. Na bado unaogopa venye society itakuona.
Yeah, maybe, but they feel like you're weak.
But I think you should report, ndio kama kuna meds, utapewa medication, ajue kama watakusaidia. But in case kitu kama hiyo kufanyikia, usiogope. It's life, and life is life.
Now what they should report so that people can, they can bring into light about the male cases, because most of people are not even talking about them. Zikienda, you should report so that people can be aware that this is happening, and people should follow up on those cases that were happening in the churches. Because let's talk about that a little bit. Churches get protected by people.
Yeah,
do not talk about church, it's a holy place, and these cases are happening. These young boys, they are getting sodomized in churches, and people are not talking about it. Some of these churches should be closed, and people prosecuted for that happening, especially to young boys.
Okay,
that...
it's a fire topic, but Sitika, ule father alikuwa aitwaje?
Yes, there was a father.
Kizito, I think Kizito. So, hawa nyo wako kwa kanisa probably wanajificha under the church umbrella kufanya hizo vitu wanafanya. Juu, si unajua wengi ukuwa celibate, wame celibate. Sasa, aujui huu mtu alifanya hivyo mbona. Unapata mwingine alifanya hivyo juu akona interest zake za personal, zenye si za kanisa. Juu, mtu kusodomize mtoto mvulana,
young boys traumatizing these
na bado wako kwa hizo ma seminarian places.
Yeah, they should be kicked out. Why investigate? They be kicked out, they be prosecuted.
Sure.
period.
100%
agreement. Na deportiwe
juu kuna wengi sana wenye si wa Kenya.
Deport them, please. So, let's talk now about some of the reasons why people do not report rape cases. And I think one of the major reasons that I have come across is the fact that most people don't believe these people. They come up with their rape cases, especially people who have been raped by prominent people in the society, family members. And when they talk about it, nobody believes them.
Yeah, but, you know, like, suppose someone was raped today. I 2 months later...
Mm.
Watu waletu hapa watu kawa tano ambu waseme mwenye alimrape. Kuna research ilikuwa inaonyesha 70% ya cases zenye ziko USA za wase wamefungwa juu ya rape. 70% ilikuwa uongo. Yani huyo mse alirepiwa akili yake ilitengeneza picha ya yani akumbukangi everything. So hadi unaweza letwa hapo uambiwe ni wewe, aseme ni wewe na anakumbuka everything. But deep down, kuna wase wanaenda ndani jela, wana serve rape yenye wa kufanya. Na ni wengi kuliko wenye wako ndani juu ya kitu walifanya.
So false accusation. And it's happening even in Kenya. There was that story of the guy, that woman, wenye they collabo na the daughter. And then they went to court and said that the father...
Yeah.
Had raped the daughter, and then years later, msichana anakuja kusema mamake alimwambia danganyane. False accusation is happening.
Yeah.
It's happening, and this is it. And I want to say this from a woman's perspective. These people who falsely accuse people of rape and this whole sexual harassment, and then you destroy someone's, because that is destroying someone's life.
Yeah.
You destroy someone's life. I think they should be prosecuted too. When they find out that you lied.
Yeah.
You falsely accused someone, you should get prosecuted.
But unaona kama hizo za rape cases, haikuangi kupenda kwa mtu. Kwa akili, there's that, that part ka memory, your part inaeza kutengenezea picha zingine kwa akili ya ziko. Jutuseme, suppose umerepiwa 1 year sahi. Sa, next year, ukuju uambiwe ni nani. Funny
but
thing.
But why are they coming next year?
No,
why
okay,
not
I'm just
now?
Saying like maybe after a week, 2 weeks, during my investigation, let's say a month, unapata hawa say 70% wamekelewa, hawa mwekelea, awajua mwekelea. Yani ni akili yao inawames tu juu, maybe your trauma, maybe... Yani bado wako na issues. So our 70%, our mwaekelea wanajua ni yao. But our 70% wamechukuliwa si yao. So bado ni kitu the prosecution team wanafaa
kadia kuhusu false accusation. Lakini pia nilikuwa nasema about people not believing watu wenye wamefanya, wame go through rape cases. Na watu kuwa judge.
Yeah.
Labda wewe ndio ulimfanya afanye hivyo, which is wrong. Especially when it happens with family members, neighbors, family friends, and churches. Most of these people, first of all, they fear. Wanaogopa ku come out and talk about it. Na wakipata that courage to come out and talk about it. They get condemned by the society, even by some family members. Because ever imagine someone who got raped by their uncle, or their priest, or the boy who lives next door. And then they come out and talk about it, and then everybody in the society, yo, estate mzima ama that whole village, nobody's talking to you. Wanasema uliekelea uyo mtu, kwa nini unasema hivyo kuhusu ya anko, you'll be cast, nini nini. Most of these people wananyamaza with these stories because people will not believe them, people will judge them, and people will...
Wengine wanafanya hizo mambo na house helps, gardeners, mawochi. So unapata
and they do that to watoto wenye unawachia every morning ukienda kazi.
So mtu hii akifika hizo higher classes anaenda tu deep down anajua tu mi kuna vitu najua.
But and, I can't even talk about it.
Yeah.
Which is so sad. And it's also very wrong. And people should look into that. People should stop judging these people for sure. Kitu ni mrefu.
For 20 minutes.